We ready?
Yeah, that's better.
Yeah, that was wrong. Jan Wayne Swayze presents the Free 99 Podcast. Be sure to follow SoundCloud, iTunes, YouTube, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Twitch, Instagram, and
TikTok if you're on that.
Yeah. Search FRE 99 Podcast. Shout out to all the sponsors.
Thank you.
Shout out to all the listeners.
We love you.
Jan in the building.
What up, fellas?
JD Fresh in the building.
What up, Free 99ers?
Hey.
Yup.
Hey. Kumo B in the building.
There are places I remember all my life, though some have changed, some forever, not for better. Some have gone and some remain. All these places have their moments with lovers and friends. I still can recall. Some are dead and some are living. In my life, I've loved them all.
I am the good homie Gus Customer Surface on episode 209.
Stop. 209 Modesto
Diaz Brothers. What up?
Yo, Free 99 Podcast. This is what we like to call a gap episode.
This is where we do the episode with our pants unbuttoned.
Gap or spread open
or down to our ankles, however you take it.
It depends on how much of this drink we have.
Malibu, yeah.
Malibu, yeah. Thank you, Kanye.
This is actually a really good drink.
Funny story, Marvin and I, when we were going out in our heyday,
shout out to Marv,
shout out to you, Marv. Love you to love you. We were really into Kanye, and we started doing these Malibu yas, and we're dumb. But it tastes good, Mark. We should try it again.
Were you so into Kanye that you had the double collar shirts? Did you double collar your shirts?
I can see you doing that shit. No. I have my limits. I didn't do any shutter shades. All right. No shutter shades.
I did dress up like a bear.
Did you do the
collar up like in the back?
So shirt off?
No. The problem with me is at that time I didn't have much of a neck, so it would make it just look not right. You know,
like a hunchback.
Yeah, exactly. It would look like a
head and shoulders.
Yeah, it would look like a penis head just kind of peeking out of your
like the dude from 90 Day Fiance.
That's which one? There's so many.
Ed.
He always got dicked by the Filipino girl, right?
But he's a marketing genius. He knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and now he knew what he was doing, right?
Yeah. I'm almost certain his name isn't Ed, and it's just because it's synonymous with head.
Ed 209.
Ed to him. What's that?
You know what that's from?
Who is it? Mm-hmm.
That's RoboCop.
Oh, is that his government name?
No, RoboCop's arch nemesis was Ed 209, which was the one that fell down the stairs.
Oh, he was in the robot, the shooting robot.
He was a shooting robot. Damn.
I think we redo RoboCop.
I think so.
Damn.
I was always scared of the part where they did surgery on him in the beginning.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Whenever I see certain people who don't who need to shave the head all the way that didn't shave, I always say they look like RoboCop, like Murphy. Murphy.
Do you want to go like
Murphy? That was the only movie that guy ever did was that movie. Like I heard,
really?
Yeah.
Oh, he got typecasted.
I heard he's such a big shot because I think there was like three of them, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. And yeah. I think they're all solid too, right?
Yeah,
I can't remember any of them.
No, I can't either. Ed 209 was my only claim to fame to RoboCop.
Oh shit!
People like who don't shave their heads, who need to shave their heads all the way.
Exactly. Yeah. And then he's somewhere like in the Hollywood, like gotcha, bitches.
But he's got the sick ass cover though, the one with one leg out, and then
yeah, dude,
he's got that stance coming out the car.
Yeah. And it was kind of like they were kind of like loose with their ratings of movies back then, right?
Yeah.
And it was like very gory, right? Or it was
surgery. Part
and they're like PG-13.
that was RoboCop was a flex. They even had a cartoon. If your movie did so good, they turned you into a cartoon.
Shout out to Ghostbusters.
Shout out to Police Academy for having a cartoon.
It was drawn in the same way too, right?
Yeah. Shout out to Shout out to Bobcat Goldthwait.
I didn't realize that's not his real voice. And same thing with rest in peace, that other guy, Affleck guy. What's his name?
Affleck,
guys. You know that guy?
You mean Sweet Chuck?
Who passed away?
Yeah, that guy. You know, he's like in like Problem Child, I think.
No, that's he was in a Police Academy.
No, but that's not his real voice.
No, that is Gilbert Godfrey.
Gilbert Godfrey, yeah.
See, do it again.
He's like, all right, Jerry.
Why do you gotta close your eyes like him?
Because he does that. Because I gotta get into the scene, bro. He sounds like that guy who used to read the cards in boxing on HBO. All right, Jim. Here's what I got so far.
He was good on. Have you ever seen him on like the comedy roast with Celebrity Cover?
He's the best, dude.
Yeah.
He's okay.
I like
really.
Him. He's okay. Yeah.
Who's your guy?
Fucking Roastmaster.
Oh, yeah. Jeff. Yeah.
Yeah. It's on the spot.
It is. It is.
Like, you can't teach witty.
Yeah.
He's bad. I like
you him. Can't teach time.
What about Norm MacDonald, though, man? That guy.
R.I.P.
R.I.P., dude.
Yeah.
What's up with all of these comedians?
Cocaine.
It's a hell of a drug.
Yeah.
Or is it a.
Bob Saget, R.I.P.
Dude, that was like some weird sex stuff. Right? Oh, no. That's David Carradine.
Yeah. Jeez, guys.
But there's a conspiracy behind that, isn't there?
Oh, that's one of our subjects.
Oh. Oh. Segue.
So we have. There was an assignment within the group chat to pick something that you're grateful for.
Something you're grateful for.
In the new year,
just grateful.
And then the second one was conspiracy theory.
Yeah, just the whole spectrum.
Yeah, and it could be conspiracy theory that exists in your head. It doesn't have to be one that you could Google.
Yeah.
It could just be whatever conspiracy theory.
Like I need like tin hat stuff. Yeah, for sure.
Justin, which one do you want to start with?
Ooh.
Okay, I thought COVID was too easy because that was my original.
That's okay.
Which subject what you're grateful for, or you want to do conspiracy theory?
Whatever you guys want to do.
Justin,
you pick
conspiracy.
Yeah. There you go. I was like, you're new to the show, bro. You got a
conspiracy.
That's
all right, conspiracy.
I changed my mind from COVID because that was kind of too easy. Like we heard it all.
Go ahead. What's your conspiracy theory?
Mine was in the middle, but it was the Taylor Swift effect on the NFL.
Go on, teach us, Just.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, the whole theory is, or conspiracy was, if the Chiefs if the Chiefs win, Taylor Swift was already giving increased revenue to the NFL through Travis Kelce jerseys. And if the Chiefs win, it pushes that Taylor Swift effect of like just more revenue, merchandise.
Money driven. Like overtime though?
You know, like the thing with me is like I'm like I said before, right? Like I believe in some and then some are just like crazy.
Which do you believe in this one?
I think it's like half-half. Because I've always believed that, not just for Taylor Swift, but like for betting too. Like yeah. I believe there is a bookie call.
A what?
Like a bookie call. They call it a bookie call when there's a controversial referee call or a sway in the game that the referees could control to like favor a certain bet.
I thought it was like a Zoom call that all the bookies call into every Monday or something.
So
Justin has never been on a Zoom call.
I've been on a Zoom call.
Those are gross. So your conspiracy theory is that Taylor Swift is a plant in the whole situation, and it helped the Chiefs win.
I didn't think she was a plant, but it's just like, hey, this thing is working. Let's roll with it.
You know who Jay Stalin is?
Yes.
So Jay Stalin, did you see the picture?
You were talking about with the ex-girlfriends?
Yeah.
Yes,
so Jay Stalin put up I don't know where he got it, but he put up a picture of Travis Kelce's
last
two girlfriends and Taylor Swift. So the last two were
banging.
Have more melanin.
Jay,
right.
Kaylin, Nicole.
And then Taylor Swift.
Fly.
Ironing board.
And then they show that, you know, they're all, you know, The donkey's donkeying. What I mean?
Yeah, they pay attention to leg day.
And then there's a picture of Taylor Swift, and then Jay Stalin said someone what do you say? He goes, someone go call Travis Kelce because it looks like he's fighting air right now.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Like it's like on some Boys in the Hood stuff. That's crazy though, because that's a
fighting air.
Because that's like a fighting air. Because that's like a 180, right?
It is.
Yeah.
Like he was Travis Kelce was. Everyone knew he's like blackwashed, right? He's different than his brother. They're brothers.
So he's like Travis Kelce.
Where are they from?
They're from New Heights, Cleveland, Ohio. But his brother Jason, they're like how many years apart? They're less than 5 years apart, right?
Yeah.
They did everything together. They grew up in the same bedroom. They have a small family. It's just those two and their parents.
Yeah.
They're both but possibly could have been jacking off at the same time.
Jason
because
is,
they shared a bedroom.
Are these twins?
Possibly. No, they're not.
For like 5 years
like,
apart, right?
Like less than 5 years, but Jason is totally country.
Yeah.
He's not into designer clothes.
Yeah.
And so
Wrangler.
Flip flops, no socks.
I think Jason Kelce's first Super Bowl, dude, he was like in flip flops and overalls.
Yeah.
Wow.
And, did you know there's a game? Travis is over here. He does all the ladies' dances. He dresses all in designer. He's got all the fresh Jordans and designer clothes.
Yeah. Wow. And, fresh fades.
And then on a podcast, they because a lot of football players know, they asked him, what's your favorite meat and chicken?
Yeah.
Dark or white?
Yeah.
And they just never, he never had to answer because they all just started going off. Like everyone knew he liked dark meat.
Yeah. You know, I heard dark meat's actually healthier because of the blood flow.
But as far as like the game, the Super Bowl goes, I'm kind of like in the middle. I mean, I don't think it's really fully a Taylor Swift effect, but it could be just a Patrick Mahomes being the face of like he's the Curry, like how Curry is to the NBA back then, and like
that's wild if he's a.
Do they consider him the face of the NFL?
Do you think
that's crazy?
Do you think they would rather have him than Lamar Jackson?
Yes.
Patrick
Baltimore?
Baltimore. Yeah. Patrick, I think with him.
That was the only team that was going to take cap was Baltimore.
Yeah.
That was going to take cap. At the time to take him.
Also,
that was the
brother of his old coach.
Mm-hmm. And that's who co-signed on him. Coach, he was like, hey, he's solid.
Yeah.
But. There is a. We'll talk about it later, but I don't want to spit on that. But
so that's your theory.
Yeah.
How much more revenue is my question?
Okay. He ended up being the top jersey sale. I don't know what the exact million was, but once they got together, Swifties were buying Travis Kelce jerseys like crazy. Like it just jumped.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to we had him
and Kansas City gear.
We had him. We had him on the podcast before. Wally Hippolito. Mm. Shout out to you, sir.
Shout out, Wally.
He had a TikTok where he was talking about like. What is it? The athlete of the year. And I think athlete of the year. And I think it was like voted by the people, and people voted for Travis Kelce. Mind you, this is like beyond, I forgot the tennis player's name, but she like did remarkable work over like,
but you don't even know her name.
Yeah, because I don't like tennis.
She's a younger one.
Yeah, younger one who like took out like the top seed and stuff.
Naomi made her talk, but like, hey, just get it out now. It's better. She said it's better to get it out here than crying in the shower.
Oh yeah,
like she gamed her up. Like, hey, like you're in your feelings right now. Like, go ahead and
yeah. Because she had like she suffered from some like
fuck. What was her name?
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, I do. I do.
Yeah, and then, you know, because the Swifties, they're like, but it's a People's Choice Award. Like, it's a surfboard or whatever the fuck it is.
Nobody cares. The NFL, that's the U.S. sport, right? Like, football is like, that's so U.S.
Yeah.
Like, it's traveling to build, like, a worldwide reach, but that was a cash grab.
Which one?
For the Kelce jersey?
Yeah. Yes, it was. But I to answer everything, I think it was more for like in favor of the Chiefs, but not Travis, not Taylor Swift. It was for Patrick Mahomes. I mean, it was clear the referees weren't.
I have a question for you. You're good with football, right?
They weren't calling everything.
Well, how come basically what's his name Kittle didn't really show up? Was that because of play calling, or was it?
Yeah, it was play calling. Damn, they asked him to block.
That's kind of fucked up. Right?
It's not his fault. He didn't do anything wrong.
He is the third best person to catch catch the ball on the team now.
Right.
Like in some sports, people don't understand sometimes.
Someone stole my pager.
I could confess, like even I won't understand, like in hoops or in football, how come he doesn't get the ball, or like how come this guy doesn't shoot the basketball? And sometimes we don't know.
It's like he's a referee
too. You know, like it could be part of the game.
That's why I asked. But my question was, it's like, why would you do? I guess they have so many weapons; they could do that, right?
They could.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, Shannon has that thing where it's just a brain fart.
Yeah, I mean, that's for Shanahan, though, that's like
he was our only guy for a long time we could throw the ball to before we got Debo.
Yeah, Alex. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right. That was not Kaepernick. Yeah, that was the only guy for a long time. So, shout out to that conspiracy theory.
No, I see we saved Jan for last because he's like
he's cooking.
He's so hard right now.
Jan's got hella.
Yeah,
my DMs are conspiracy theories or ours.
Do you want to?
Yeah, I can do conspiracy theory.
Go ahead.
For anyone who's watched the podcast, you know that I love music, and I have lightly talked about this before.
Oh, it's Stevie Wonder.
I will fucking bring this up again.
Oh,
Stevie. Conspiracy theory that Stevie Wonder is not blind. Here is some evidence, okay? First off, Stevie Wonder is reported to be blind since birth, right? You know, and everybody knows that he wears sunglasses. It's what he's synonymous for. His own friends have come out and say that maybe he's not. Here's some evidence, right? Shaq. They live in the same area or building, and when he was getting off of the when he was on the elevator, elevator doors opened up, Stevie Wonder's there. He comes in, he says, "What's up, Shaq?" and he press the button to the elevator.
Yeah, by himself.
That's evidence number one, right? Yeah. There are videos of Stevie Wonder. There's one where he's on stage somewhere and somebody's walking by and they knock over a mic stand and he catches it perfectly.
Yeah.
There are numerous pictures of him taking pictures with a camera of other stars.
He does FaceTime a lot.
That's what I'm saying. Anthony, he's from Blackish. Is that Anthony?
Anthony Anderson.
Anthony Anderson, right? He has a story where he's on stage at an award show, and Stevie Wonder comes out of nowhere, walks straight up to Anthony Anderson and says, "Hey, what's up, Anthony? Can you lead me to a piano?" And Anthony Anderson says, "You just found me on stage. Why don't you just go walk there?" And he said that like Stevie Wonder kind of panicked because like he kind of like must have like got found out or anything, whatever. But here's the most damning evidence.
Hold ever. On. Do you know what happened after that?
I don't know. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Here's the most damning evidence ever. With this conspiracy theory catching fire, TMZ confronted Stevie Wonder and asked him, "Are you really blind?" And you know what he said? Or can you see? He said, "Oh no!" They said, "Is this conspiracy theory real?" He said, "It could be." From the man himself, Chaka Khan, also said the same thing.
He could be slightly blind, but not 100%.
Yeah, so that's what I think. It's like
that could be possible.
He's legally blind.
Legally blind.
Legally blind.
Like, he could be colorblind. He probably
spin.
Yeah,
I thought he would just have an incredible sense of smell.
So you're saying that he can smell Anthony Anderson from across the stage?
Like if Anthony Anderson had like cool water on, it's like
Stevie Wonder, RoboCop. Would it the brains go like
yeah.
Far back?
That's
RoboCop.
No, he's at 220099 for sure.
8675309. Yes.
Yes.
Oh shit.
The thing is that people have like taken this conspiracy theory and ran with it and said like, "Oh, he's lying to all of us." No, shut the fuck up. It's not that he's lying. I'm pretty sure it's something else. You know, don't try to like damage his character because he could see that.
Waka waka waka.
Do you follow Stevie Wonder's Instagram?
No, I think nope. I do.
Does he have it?
Have Instagram? You seen it?
I don't.
He hasn't either. Oh, wow. Hey, Malibu, yo. My God.
So wait, do you believe it?
Do I believe it? I believe that he's probably legally blind and he can see something.
Okay.
But he probably didn't see that coming. Gus. Ooh,
you see me? Mine is a little different, and it's something that I took notice of probably in the last couple of weeks. So
let's do this.
There's a famous mogul, and I'm not gonna say anyone's name, that's really in some shit. Right?
I know. Yeah.
There's a famous mogul really in some shit.
For diddling.
Yeah. So there was a long beef between this mogul and Wendy Williams.
Shout out to Wendy Williams. I just thought she was fine.
She got fired from Hot 97 right? Because this mogul got her fired. And then there was a 20-year beef until they made amends on her talk show.
Yeah.
Everyone that crossed that mogul, if you really had something damaging against them, something happened.
That's
talking like Uptown History, yes. Right? We're talking about Heavy D.
Yes.
We're talking about Andre Harrell.
Yes.
We're talking about Kim Porter.
Yes.
We're talking. There are a lot of people.
History.
There's history of things happening to where people associated with this person will perish. Like we almost lost Albie Shore.
That's right.
So,
and let's not forget Biggie.
Okay. And Wendy Williams exposed a video of this mogul's son with Suge Knight, and the son was like 2 years old. So that person now is probably 30. Yeah. So 28 years ago, Pac was still alive,
true,
right?
True.
20
true.
Years ago, I think Pac was still alive. Mm-hmm. So this mogul had an issue with Wendy Williams, and anyone who ever has an issue with this mogul, things tend to happen to them.
I want to add some information just because I read up on it. What happened was when that happened on the air.
Which one? What piece of it?
Hot 97.
Okay.
There was a call that was made and said, if she's not gone by the time I get there, you're going to lose all the support from me and my friends.
Yeah.
After.
Yes. Take that.
Take that.
And for a long, like, I appreciate a lot of the music that came out of that house.
Yes.
That person was a part of. But Mace talks about it.
Yes.
Openly. I fuck with Murda. I fuck with Murda Mace so tough.
It is what it is.
Him and Cam reuniting within our lifetime, and for us to see it live, that shit's dope.
Reconciling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, Mace got played. He wrote a lot of hits that he didn't spit. Mace wrote a lot of hits, right?
Yes.
So he left and he came and he had to do his thing and come back. So if you really look at everyone that's affiliated with, like Total never really got that. Total actually showed up to push up on Wendy Williams.
Yes.
Yeah.
I heard about
that. Yeah.
And then go ahead.
Puffs and another plot twist to that.
Mogul.
Fuck. the eldest son is rumored to be not his son, and is rumored to be the his security guard for his ladies, his BM at the time, her security guard or his security guard, but
he was there.
Yeah, his name was Wolf. But so, ow. Yeah, and Wolf was cool with Suge,
and there it is,
and Suge's behind bars.
There's a lot. Shit, there's a lot to. So real. Yes, thank. There's a lot to unpack here.
Yeah,
because it.
We could do a whole entire.
Yeah, because you didn't even talk about what's going on with Wendy Williams now.
No, and that's why. That's why I thought of that, because of where she is mentally
Yeah.
Right, and
aphasia, I think is what they call it, right, or something like that.
You know, like someone could slip something in your drink. Mm. Someone could catch you in the bathroom and just hit you with a needle like pop. You know what I mean? And people talk about the parties. Usher went into these parties young, and he asked. He goes, "Would you let your kids go to these parties?" He goes, "Absolutely not."
And he had like legal guardianship over Usher, didn't he, or something like that?
Yeah.
Even Bieber.
And that interaction between them was creepy. Did you see that? Did you watch it?
No, I did. There's like two different ones. Yeah.
After knowing how that everything that's been like
the context
unfolding, yes. Just seeing that fear, like, dude, I remember doing a promo for this dude. It was that vote or die shit.
Yeah,
I had a vote or die shirt.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, son of a bitch. and during this time, like, Scion was taking people to the poll. So we was doing like a cross promo between that voter die.
You mean driving them?
Yeah, yeah. So I was, well, I just drove around the city and let people know that Scion will take you to the vote, to go vote and shit. But it's weird how this this mode will work. And then,
can you expand on it?
I think he embarrasses people to where that he's able to hover above them and
like a humiliation ritual
and hold some cachet against him because
that's not cool.
Because 50 said he got a picture of his ex, of this mogul's ex chick.
Yeah.
And it was in a compromising position.
Yeah.
So, and he was like, "Oh, you got that?" And he was like, "Who sent it to you?" Like, okay. And it wasn't hot. The fact that he allowed this picture to circulate,
he liked the
he orchestrated this picture to circulate to kind of keep her on at bay.
Yeah, there was I think the picture, another picture that Wendy Williams had was of Diddy and a friend, but like with the pants down or something like that. Was that
that one too?
Oh, I mean the mogul. Shout out to P Diddle.
Yeah. He has bigger fish to fry at the moment.
I think I...
Yeah, so...
I believe in that.
Okay. I'll get... Do you want to say anything? I have...
What's that verse from... Verse number 2080?
Record company people are shady. This has been shown. Even movie people. Shout out to Harvey Weinstein.
I love the industry, but... You have to know, you have to have restraint within yourself to know how to operate and move in those circles because you got to be mindful about who you operate with and how you operate.
And I don't know if we want to touch on the bigger picture because this is just one man's kind of like current issues that are being brought to light, but what that man represents in the industry, which has been talked about kind of like a little bit, you know, there's like rumors and whispers. Do you believe in that?
What are you referring to?
Like the elite.
Oh, yeah. There has to be.
Like, I don't know if it's the Illuminati per se, but
there has to be.
You know, they say that basically they tried to do the exact same thing with like Kanye West and Dave Chappelle. You know, remember that Dave Chappelle in his old show where he had to, like, they said he was crazy.
Mm-hmm. Cat Williams,
Jim Carrey.
That's what.
Oh, Jim Carrey's Jim Carrey. A good.
He called him out too, and they're trying to make him look crazy.
So that's something I wanted to touch on because Cat Williams came on the Club Shay Shay, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he was fucking just grung everybody in every comedian, mainly at like Steve Harvey.
The Kings?
Yeah, the Kings, right?
He fucked with DL.
Yeah. Well, said he was just like, oh, you're not like original. Like, he said that joke, whatever. But with Steve, he hinted on some other shit, some next level shit, right? And what he said, I listened to the interview, and what he said is that 2024, things are going to come to light. And it's funny because he says that he's a man of God and things are going to come to light this year. The truth will come out. And it's kind of funny how things are
unraveling a little.
Kind of slowly. I know, like, with the whole.
Did you see him on Rogan?
I got to watch that.
Cat.
Did you do that afterwards?
It probably came out a couple of days ago. I watched it today.
Was it good?
I finished it today. It's not the cat it's not the cat anyone's expecting. It's an introspective cat. He's not sitting there and he's not playing Club Shay Shay.
Yeah,
he's playing the room. He knows how to.
Oh, he knows how to maneuver. It's a good pod.
It's a good conversation.
Yeah,
and it's not like meh. He's not playing Money Mike. You know what I mean? He's not.
Which is him, right? Yeah, that's him. Money exactly. Mike is him.
But he's I feel like it's a chess match. You know when conversations are a chess match?
Yeah.
I feel like it was a chess match, and it was just, you know, like not seeing who ran the conversation, but Cat won't bow down to Rogan as far as like, I don't know. It's like this.
Yeah, he demands the to lead or demands the attention.
He expresses his point of view.
Yeah.
It's 3 hours long. It's a solid pod. Yeah. If you can just sit there and work and pot it out, it's solid. But yeah, that's a
there's kind of like a bigger thing to this, and I'm pretty sure it's just because of the internet that it's kind of like spreading like
wildfire. Come on, man, we pay for water. Man can't make water. We pay for water. So,
I'm Taryn. I forgot that I heard some.
I have a lot of it too. You see, I pay a lot for water. I pay a lot for water.
But smartly. I forgot her name, but she's from like Orange is the New Black. She went on a podcast and was talking about the gold juice. Do you know what the.
That's the one that was the religious one on Orange is the New Black. She was a small, the
methy looking one.
Yeah, I gotta watch methy turned preacher ish. And like, she shunned all everyone that was like anything homosexual. She was that one.
Yes.
Yeah. The gold juice.
And that's what I'm saying, dude.
What's the gold juice?
2024. I don't know every exact detail, but the gold juice is something that she said she was offered, and I'm paraphrasing, that she was offered at a party because, you know, like drugs and everything. And the way she described this guy was that he was like in a black trench coat. And I was like, ooh, was it Blade? No, but it's like offered her like this gold juice that would kind of like push her to success. And that's all that I know.
Like some people say it's blood from like a certain person.
Yeah.
Or blood.
Breast milk.
Cambodian.
Dave Chappelle was on to something.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fucking good one.
And then I believe in that one.
Yeah.
I believe in that one.
There are things. Things are things.
Do you believe Jay-Z is part of that though? Because Wendy Williams also did call out like Jay-Z, didn't she?
And Beyonce.
You think so? Both?
Right? That's a power couple.
Do you think they need that?
I think
Jada Kiss and Will did.
Ooh. Yeah, so I think Jay and Beyonce are a power couple that are built on talent. I think that Jada and Will are built on like some weird shit. they probably get the same fade from the same homie, but I don't know.
I think
there's a lot that's coming out this year, yeah. Right? It's kind of wild.
It's dude. Yeah.
And it's funny because you were surrounded by that.
Not surrounded.
Oh, but you
had a taste. I was at the garage level of it.
If that will do you.
You know what I mean? I was dropping off a car.
Scion. Yeah, there's a degree of separation, though.
I wasn't in the party. I was valet. But yeah, no.
It's good.
It's a crazy world out there. Just be careful who you surround yourself with.
So I have a question for everyone here. Before Jan is about to fucking cook. Look at him.
He's
about
ready.
To, he's about to burn.
Look at him, dude.
You look like B-Rabbit, dog.
He's biting his
mile,
lips.
Bro. Okay, my question for you is, are we still listening to Puff Daddy?
I listen to R. Kelly.
Damn.
I changed it
today. Damn, he says shit.
It's not as often as I used to, though.
What was the last R. Kelly song that you played? Why are you laughing?
Down Low. Secret lover,
JD, this is my guy, JD.
I miss listening to Aura.
We'll make love to him.
Come on, man. Everybody wants to step in the name of love, but won't admit it, dude.
Okay.
Calling on me.
Real quick, before we go back to what you're talking about, could you listen to R. Kelly? Oh, you can't listen to R. Kelly, but could you listen to Aaliyah, even though R. Kelly wrote some of that?
It's hard. I now can't listen to Aaliyah without Timberland. Hearing the meaning of the words.
Why?
Like,
because age ain't nothing but a number.
I know some of those words, like, they hit harder now. And some of his lyrics too, of course.
Yeah.
It's like, damn it.
What do you mean, like how
it sounds so good?
Like an entire album he compared like a woman to a Jeep.
Yeah.
And Jeeps are on the up.
And no one forgets though. Fiesta was one of the greatest albums. And they try to bury that because they don't want to associate Jay with R. Kelly. That's a great track.
Yes,
that's a great track. Like if that comes on any party, I'm like, ooh, you're playing this? You're playing Fiesta?
Bold.
It's like, oh
man, right?
But I'm feeling it. You know what I mean?
You can't deny it. You can't deny it,
Jan.
Let's do it. This is the fucking closer right here, dog. For conspiracies.
We're conspiracies. Still need that.
Yeah. Conspiracy.
Fire away, bro.
What movie is that from?
Shoot it at the hip, baby.
Conspiracy. Conspiracy. Oh, QRB knows. Thank you.
Yeah, I don't know if I could like go all the way in this one. Can I start off lightly? Because I don't want to set off the YouTube like red flag
thingy. Is that what we want?
Yeah, that's what we want.
Is that what we want?
And when do we want it?
Now.
Shoot it from the hip.
So I think
one hand in the pocket.
One thing I've been like kind of tripping off of just like really recently is the I Love Lucy. You guys watch I Love Lucy, right?
Oh, dude, before
Desi Arnaz,
yeah. And the fact that that thing that he says no longer exists.
Oh, are you talking about like the Mandela effect?
Yeah, the Mandela effect
of
he says you got some explaining to do.
Oh, you got some explaining to do.
And that that never happened. Like, so if you look and search up that whole thing, he never actually said that, but it's
in our memory.
It's all in our memories. So,
that's one.
Have you heard
that's
of the Mandela
light,
effect?
That's something light right there.
That's not something light.
That's like the things that we say to like with something like a song or a movie or a show.
Like Luke, I am your father.
It never was said.
Luke, I am your father was never said.
It was.
I trust you. Look at this.
It was said in Tommy Boy. Luke, I am your father.
It was changed.
And then it was changed?
It was changed. Mandela effect, right? Go ahead.
I think what they said with the Mandela effect is it has to do with like a space-time continuum, right? And somebody going and like...
Okay, Ant-Man, explain the...
Well, here you
go. The continuum.
All right, Doc.
Let's hear it. I can't, but they said somebody's basically changing it.
It is weird when you've sent those Mandela effects. Like, damn, that never was said? And there's how many of them?
Bears, same bears.
Oh yeah, that one's just fucking bad grammar because no one says, yeah, like
you're not grammatically.
Yeah, no one's gonna. They're gonna see what they see at a certain point, right?
Right.
And the teachers, because it's just too hard to say, and you fucking for 4 year olds, right? Yeah. You know what? Okay. And then this is one I noticed, and I don't know if you guys notice it, but when you go in the bathroom, either the paper towel or the toilet paper, the brand is Stork. It's now called Torque, but same lettering. So I think what happened was it's kind of like they folded as a company, but they called Torque, and then they still got the same license. Like so it was that, I don't know if y'all caught that.
No,
like,
I didn't catch that, but I know what you're talking. I know. I hear the concept of it. That makes sense.
Yeah, don't worry about me.
No, that makes sense.
Yeah, that's it.
So, Jen, what do you think is the reasoning for all the Mandela effects? Are they all different cases, or is it all a similar case? Why that happened?
How many I Love Lucy episodes did you watch to confirm that? Yeah. Or do you just Google that if it was said or not?
I used to watch it as a kid. Like, it was just on, you know, like...
Do you remember hearing that, though, right?
I do remember, too.
I remember, like, she would say it, too. She would mock him.
Yeah.
Like, they would say it at the same time.
And
like,
they close it out. You have
this planning to do, like...
Yeah, they have like a bunch of references that other movies have kind of used that, but those exist. But then when you go back to I Love Lucy, like
never was said,
and you search like all the episodes, he never said that. But did you guys want my explanation for it?
Yeah.
Or unless you have another example for the Mandela effect.
I can't think of another one right now, but I think what's happening is one theory is there's like a collapse or like a joining of timelines. Like they said that when timelines join together, like that other timeline has stuff that happened differently. So when it joins with ours, like sometimes it like deletes stuff or like
like multiverse shit?
Yeah.
Like the almanac.
Sort of, yeah.
The sports almanac.
I got really quiet.
No, because I had to think, like, shit. How many times do you think that's happened? Like, timeline is that crossovers.
Like, is that like deja vu? You know, when someone says, oh, it's like deja vu. Like,
right.
How many times does it happen? There's situations, like, you know, and, okay, call me crazy for feeling this, but, like, I've been here or... I'm in a familiar place and not just like here in my house. I'm like, this whole situation's familiar.
Yeah.
I've had many episodes of that I used to scare myself. So I would pray for certain things not to happen to me because at the time it was happening, I wasn't ready for the experience.
Mm. Oh, because it was happening too often.
Yeah. Like, I was able to digest things at a young age, and I asked, I was like, I don't want to, can I not?
That's interesting.
Yeah. That's me, though. Like so there's processing times. Processing that, yeah. Yeah, so there's times I'll be somewhere, and I'll look around, and it's, like, very familiar. Like, I felt like I just did this, or I remember doing this. That could be, like, where the like, you guys saying, like, the universe is kind of, like, it's, meet.
It's, yeah.
Meeting,
yeah.
That's where things are happening, either this way or this way. And then it's just different theories of it, because I don't know. I can't sleep. I don't know about y'all. Like, I need a CPAP to go to sleep. Cause
just text me. I can't sleep either.
Nah.
I can't sleep, but I need a CPAP.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm giving ghosts a lot of blowjobs, like what Joker says.
Hey, sorry. Yo. That's another conspiracy.
Waking up and your throat's all dry is crazy to me. Then going to your hydro flask and finishing it, like,
and like, swishing, you spit that shit out.
You guys got me, huh? You guys got me.
I saw an explanation about this whole, like, time, right?
It's Justin got hand cramps too.
Exactly. Why do I have
make it the Asian ghost?
Why do I have finger marks? Why do I have finger marks on my neck? There was an explanation about time, right? If you look at time in terms of pieces of paper, right? And you are on one of those pieces of paper, right? You don't exist on any of those other pieces of paper. But your consciousness is like a marker. And if you call that marker on that piece of paper, it will bleed through other pieces of paper.
Come on. You lost me.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. In terms of, like,
I just heard paper.
It sounded
and then,
good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was like a mic. Yeah. It was like a mic situation from Jersey Shore.
It looked good. It looked better in paper.
It was like his. It's like his models
that they're like. It looked better in paper. No, but that's, they basically said, like, that could explain the Mandela effect, right? Where it's like, if
it's a little bit,
is bleeding through other timelines, then what you're doing, you're seeing other things. The only thing about that is that it's done on a mass level, right? Everybody, there's like a huge group, a following now, says that. Like, it wasn't like that before. You know what I mean?
Do aliens exist to you?
Yeah, for sure.
Justin, do aliens exist
to you? Are we talking about aliens or
aliens?
Like, not illegally.
Aliens.
No, because I mean, like, unidentified objects.
Yeah, well, aliens.
I think I believe in aliens. Jen, I think it's a yes.
Do you believe in aliens?
Oh, shit, it's about to cook.
Yes, I know a lot about that.
Oh, yeah. Jan sees all the good ones.
Yeah.
I believe in it.
There's a... I was with my dad in our backyard in San Francisco, right? And then...
Shit. What year was this?
This was, like, during COVID.
Oh,
no one was in the streets, right? Everyone was kind of at home. I remember being with my dad in the backyard, and he's like, look, it's a UFO. And I was like, yeah, Dad. He's like, no, look. And he was looking, and he watches all that shit. And then I was like, you're tripping. And then I watched one, and I was like, maybe he's not. Maybe he's not.
Because it's the movement of it, right?
So maybe he's not.
Prior to that, you were a non-believer?
Oh, I've always believed.
Or just like you kind of little, there's a little part like that could be true and it can't.
My dad exposing, like, being a little kid about it.
Oh.
Like, the innocence of my dad saying, look, that's a UFO. Like, the innocence and the truth in that, because he believed it. It wasn't about me. It was about my dad was like, that's a UFO right there. Like,
seeing something new at that age.
Yeah,
yeah, dude.
Like, when he stayed at my house, I remember going to the bathroom, and this dude got, like, Bigfoot sightings, playing. Yeah. And I'm like, Dad, it's hella loud, and they're growling. Could you lower the sound bar?
I got a homie that believes in Bigfoot.
All that exists to me. The monster truck? All that. R.I.P. I haven't seen a monster
truck. Cal Palace.
What do you mean R.I.P.?
It's not like the Gravedigger's, like the one.
Oh, and yeah, the one with the claw that came out of the tire.
Yeah. The animal.
Okay, there was like a bones on there. Gravedigger was the one.
Gravedigger was the one. But Bigfoot was like the
good guy. He's the heel. Yeah. Oh, no, the face.
He was like the first one out. He was like the Hulk Hogan of, like, the wrestling.
Yeah.
It was Bigfoot.
Blue.
So,
Jen, you're thinking, you're in it right now.
What else, Jen?
Yeah, tell us more about aliens.
You didn't even hear what we were talking about. You were too much into your theory.
No, I was thinking about the truck Bigfoot and, like, how
Do you remember the claw that used to come out the tire?
Yeah.
Was it big?
That was the animal.
How come it never worked in real life? Did it ever work? Did you ever see someone that had it? Because
it was probably uphill.
I'm not going to lie. I don't understand like the rules of that. Do they just... Is there a way to win? Yeah. Is it like the Harlem Globetrotters? Like they just call it like it's a story?
How many cars can you crush?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, do you know, Jen?
No. I just have flashbacks of like those Bigfoot commercials. Like when we were kids. And how there was like a Bigfoot toy that was really dope.
Yeah, dude. Or was it Figfoot?
Big feet, because it was multiple.
I always wanted a Bigfoot, but then when you get the Toys R Us, you're just like, no, I don't want that. Dude, I'll take this Transformer.
A Bigfoot? In-
yeah, like, I don't want to just be like playing with it. Like, this one could turn into a fucking robot. Like, yeah, dude.
A Bigfoot, pretty much in the Philippines, is what Capre is.
What's that?
Oh, yeah.
Right, Jen? You know what Capre is, right?
Folk characters, right?
He chills in the tree and he smokes cigars.
Do you guys believe in those? Like duendes and all that? And
every
Aswang?
I have my theory for, you said duendes, right? Mm-hmm. Respectfully. I have my theory to that. And that is, every culture has their version of it.
They do.
True.
There's leprechauns, menahunis, there's trolls, there's every, like, Philippines, you know what I mean? Like
dwarfs.
Everything, right? And do you know why we put ornaments around a Christmas tree for Christmas?
Oh, it's like a pagan ritual, right?
Do you know? Does anyone know why though?
No.
It's like winter solstice. So that's when you're feeding the forest, right? Oh. In the Philippines, like if my uncle was to step on something and he was in that area, you gotta go give an offering. Like, sorry, like he was playing here. Don't, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, just to be like, sorry, it happened, because like he might have like a swollen foot back there. And then they said, where were you playing? Like,
yeah.
You better go give an offering, right?
Or like,
that's why backpacking all that. That's why all, like, you remember like early ornaments for Christmas trees have always been food related. Popcorn.
Oh yeah, popcorn.
Like candy canes. Why are you putting like food? Because we're giving offering. That's offering to the to the tree.
How did you find that out?
Mr. Swan.
Oh.
Shout out to Mr. Swan. We had this cool teacher who would sit there and ask him a million questions, because it was a religion class, or we could watch The Simpsons, and each episode he'd have us break down. He was a cool teacher. I thought it was cool.
He was hella cool.
And well, that was probably like early Simpsons, where it was kind of like not as like a visually appealing.
Yeah, because those had more life lessons.
There actually was,
and he made it a real lesson.
Yeah, it was like Garfield. Heathcliff at the end.
Yeah.
Joe and shit. No, he was cool. And then, so someone asked, why do we decorate Christmas trees for Christmas? And he was like,
and he knew right away.
You're giving an offering,
dude. Yeah. Mr. Swan, dude. That's kind of,
you know, you were talking
Tommy
about
Hula. Tommy Hula.
like especially peeing like in someone's lawn in the Philippines, right? Like
Dobby Paul. Yeah, I still say that.
And like you were saying, your dad was hella, like, he's convinced when he saw it. Like, when my relatives tell stories of duendes or like dwarf friends, they're like convincing.
Yeah, my like, dad, like, believes it.
He really was there. I had a friend when I was three. And it's just like, dude, okay, you did. Like, I believe it.
You got to respect. Why you have to, like, honestly, for me, you have to respect. You always have to respect in how you move.
So I follow this like account on IG, and it's called Reddit Lore. And what they do is they basically, you know, Reddit's like a vast place on the internet where they ask questions and people kind of chime in, right? And somebody asked, like, what is the craziest thing you've ever seen in terms of like the United States and what they've done, something like that. I'll show you guys after this. Somebody chimed in and said, and I posted this on my story, that I forgot what year it was, but you know how U.S. has close ties to the Philippines?
Yeah.
They were trying to run an experiment because they knew that the Philippines believes in a lot of folklore, especially the was it Manananang? What is it again? The half vampire or something?
Manangal.
Oh, Manangal, yeah, yeah. So what they did was they actually like kidnapped somebody from the village, killed him, and made it look like it was a vampire. I'll show you what it is. It's kind of wild. I'm probably like stating this wrong, and it doesn't. It's just kind of crazy just how the U.S.
How they use the folklore of the Philippines against us.
Yes.
As like a psychological warfare.
Yes. Yeah. And they did like, there's another thing that they mentioned about San Francisco, how they did something to the water in the bay and how they were experimenting on us. The U.S., bro. That's a
It's like how China said the U.S. brought COVID to China to blame it on China.
Batman. All right, so just something grateful. Let's real quick.
Are you done?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Jan has some great ones though.
Jan,
he's got some in the wear. Right? He's just being shy.
Yeah, he has something in the cook, dude.
We're at
because that was just to start it off. You 51 said
51 minutes. Yeah, that was just like a little.
Do you have a quick one? You have an advanced one like Super Professor X, like.
He's about to call it like a when a rapper shows up like on a wake up show and they have to spit a verse. It's like, yeah, I got something in my pocket.
Because I know you have a lot. I'm curious.
This one's kind of like a medium one. do you guys watch a lot of? I've never watched Stranger Things, but Stranger Things is like based off of this conspiracy called Montauk Project. You guys ever heard of that?
No. What's Montauk Project?
All right, so real quick, they get the news that an alien ship has crashed, right? And then they go retrieve it. So, like, the parts of the ship, like, still work. There was a chair that still powered up. And they somehow, like, were able to, like reverse engineer and put power to it. So when you sit down, like, on this chair, they realize that it doesn't only control the ship, and it doesn't only like have levers and buttons and stuff.
Right.
It also like attaches to your brain and to your mind. And one of them figured out how, like, if you give it a thought or something, that thought would manifest into like this little like ball in front of you. And they realized that you can go anywhere in the future or anywhere back in time. So I don't know. I've never seen Stranger Things, but
I don't think that's Stranger Things.
Yeah, I thought you were talking about the
underworld,
the plot of Independence Day.
Wow. First, so you could like reverse time?
Well, you could like go
put
back
yourself into another place.
Yeah, like you go like back into like the prehistoric ages.
What?
And someone made like a video, but people are like, that's CGI.
You know, the government has an actual department that picks up ships, and whenever they pick up ships like this, they call it a donation. Like, hey, we gotta go pick up this. They call it a donation. Like, whenever the like foreign ships fall and they're collecting they're collecting a donation.
You mean like from the sky?
Yeah.
Not like ships. And
does that go to like Area 51?
It goes where it goes.
I would love to.
51, like they said, that was it was really like undercover, and then people blew it up. Now it's hella bigger now.
Yeah, remember they tried to run it at it with like Naruto, like Naruto.
There's that one dude. He was on Joe Rogan. What's that dude's name? That he actually, what's his name?
Bravo.
Eddie Bravo.
No. He's the actual person that worked on one of the ships.
No
what?
Shit.
He's the one that made he made his Civic like a rocket ship.
Bob Lazar.
Yeah, Bob Lazar.
That's crazy how you fucking do that.
Lazar is dope. No, it's dope because, like, you look at him, he doesn't look crazy. And his story, like what Joe Rogan points out, like, it doesn't change. It's the same story.
What do you mean by that? What do you mean by that?
He talks about how he was hired by NASA and it was a ship, and they were trying to figure out how to maneuver it, like how to figure out how to work it.
Oh shit.
And then he was part of that team. And then
it's the same story as he said.
Yeah.
You have a question, Justin?
No, I think that guy was on that podcast you were sending me, the ex-Marine SEAL Team 6 guy that talks to CIA people.
Is that Jocko?
What's his name?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, do you guys have a separate conspiracy theory?
Sean Ryan Show.
Sean Ryan Show.
Yeah. Are you part of this?
I think he was on there.
No.
Yeah, I didn't get the fucking message, y'all. I guess y'all are wearing the same sweater, but this is ridiculous, dog.
We're on a different atmosphere right now.
Is this a conspiracy?
Actually, you know what's crazy, right? Is I was already driving home from work and I had all this stuff going on. Anyways, randomly, I'm like, this should be the day me and Jan will wear the same sweater.
That's
the Costco sweater. Fucking this guy texts me like, I don't know, 5-something. He's like, activate the Costco sweater. And I was like, holy shit, bro. This is crazy. I was going to text you.
The crazy thing is that didn't you just talk about going in back and forward in time, Jan? Maybe you got a chair like that, bro. That doesn't make any sense. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think there was like there was a lot of advantage that the U.S. got from that, and I think
from which piece of that from that
the Lazar
project, right?
Yeah, from that whole like from that whole chair experiment. That's or crazy. Or that thing, and there's a lot of like product that led to the advancement of the U.S. and that's where we got like a lot of like the
Lazy Boy.
No.
Select comfort.
The massage chair.
Check this out.
The massage chair.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's
black lights. That's, we have black lights.
Black lights. What is that? It's like something that's like so like, yo, we gotta make something from this. And then it's just like, oh, like TV dinners. It's like, we
Magic
did it.
Eight ball.
Yeah, exactly. We
the
did
Magic
it, y'all.
Eight ball, guys. We got it.
We're cooking.
Yeah, so supposedly there's technologies that are like 50 years ahead that they got, but they've never released like any of it. There's ways to like cure any kind of like health condition.
Oh wow, that's shitty.
The CRISPR is kind of crazy too.
I've heard of the CRISPR. That's kind of crazy.
Real quick, you said what the fuck did you just say? What was the last thing you said before I cut you off? You said
health.
The advancements.
Yeah, like 50 years in advance, like the technology.
Oh, okay. I remember. I was gonna ask you. Do you ever see yourself getting an electric car?
Yeah.
You're not scared that they could just.
Oh yeah. There's that movie. There's that movie on Netflix.
And then they'll have full control of like where you're going. They'll know where you're going at every time. They could do that with your phone, right?
Yeah.
They could. Right, they're already tracking us with their phone, right? I signed up for this TV that's like so it's a 55-inch TV and it comes with like a commercial board on the bottom and then I think there's a camera, but it's free. And I was like, I'll take a free TV.
And then there's that company that actually does that. Yeah.
And then so like there's a camera and like people are like, oh, it's recording you, and there's a microphone. Like, our phones do the same shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Everything we have that connects to the internet does the same shit.
Right,
so
right.
It's just knowing how to move in that space, I guess, is different. But
right.
You know, it's funny because
gas cars.
It's funny. I was just thinking about the whole like advancements, right? And they're like, yo, laser disc. Exactly.
Yeah.
Tracking.
Exactly.
If you don't know what tracking is, you wasn't outside with us.
The crazy thing is, imagine like we were kind of all born around the same time, right? Like when they had like 8-track,
mm-hmm.
right, and like records, there was no Walkman. Like
no.
they were just outside humming to themselves. And
yeah,
shit.
Dude.
Hey, what's that you singing? Like, oh, it's the new shot. It's like the new joint and shit. Like,
I spent a lot of money on DVDs.
I did too.
I don't know if you guys did.
Yeah.
Shout out to Therese who lets me keep them. I'm so sorry.
I still have my DVDs.
They're gonna be worth something, dude.
Wait,
CDs.
Wait, CDs are worth something?
Yeah.
That's so much.
Have you ever looked on eBay? Like especially for even like local rappers, just random ass like $100 CDs.
Well, that's random.
Especially
shit.
If you have them wrapped, but who has them in a selfie?
How many DVDs do you have, Gus?
I got like 3 bins.
But, 3 billion,
but
dog?
No, 3 bins. But that's between me and Meesh. Then so there's some doubles there.
Question. Okay, second question. What is the genre that is?
I was about to say that.
Yeah. What is the main genre?
So what's the population
like,
of the Misha's like rom coms.
I fuck some rom coms.
Misha's like rom coms. Mine's just like
Baby Got Back.
6. Trill TV.
Trill TV.
Bump
Fights.
No.
Bump Fights, yo.
Grandma's Boy.
Draymond's boy, dude.
That, oh, Nick Schwartzen.
That was one that like it was such a hit. They were scared of it, so they just put it on DVD and they wanted to see that the cult following of that.
And nobody ever mentions that when they talk about like Adam Sandler's like ecosystem.
Happy Madison. Yeah. Happy Madison.
Happy Madison.
That, sit on my face. Yeah, that was and then that was so good. In Living Color.
Yes.
In Living Color on DVD. Oh,
I need that.
How you live it? What? That taught me how to dress. The Living Color taught me how to like how to dress at a certain age. I was like, oh, that's an ill hat. I'm gonna get that hat.
It was also because of the Wayans brothers that they started doing these Super Bowl halftime shows.
Oh, the smartest shit, fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wanted a hat that Blaine Edwards had Men on Films.
Oh, there you go. He was a cowboy fan, right? Damon Wayans.
He had that mini like fucking hat right here.
David Allen Grant don't get the love though. No.
Real quick, I know we're like at time, but let's close it out with some stuff we're grateful for. Jan, what are you grateful for besides that same sweater you and fucking JD have on? It's crazy.
I am grateful for you guys. Thank you for this. I'm looking around and I'm like looking at Gus's toys and action figures. And
collectibles.
They're miniature mannequins.
Yeah.
And it reminds me of a time in my life when I was playing with G.I. Joes, right? So there was a day where I asked my aunt to borrow her VHS video camera. And it was this huge thing that would go over your shoulder. And usually she's pretty guarded about lending those kind of things out. And I was around maybe 8, 9, 10, somewhere there.
What was she recording?
Just, you know, like family, like parties and stuff like that, like old school stuff. And like she said yes that day. And I made a movie with my action figures, my G.I. Joes. And I had a piano that could sample. So I would like do all the helicopter noises, like
he was
Modern
Mouth Jones from Police Academy.
Yeah, right.
Wait, it was like an ASR 10 or something?
Something like that. It was a small. It was a small Casio.
At 8 or 9, you were sampling.
Yeah.
Relax.
And I was using that as a sound, the noises and stuff.
That's funny.
For the VHS video that I made, and I would also do like stop motion. And
at 8 or 9?
Yeah.
That's for anyone, that's claymation type shit, right? Stop motion?
Yeah.
That's pretty much what like Robot Chicken is.
Yep, exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
I was making Robot Chicken before there was Robot Chicken.
It was Adobo Chicken.
You heard that, folks. You were making rotisserie chicken.
It was Swayze. You heard that,
Jan Salog.
So, You heard it.
So I'm grateful for my Tita Julie. That's my auntie that lent me that camera. And that I think
that sparked that bug for you.
Yeah, that's what sparked the whole like videography thing for me.
That's lovely.
It's because I was enabled by that.
That's pretty beautiful. Yeah. JD, what you got, buddy?
Man, I'm just grateful for life. It's easy to say that, but. You know, when you think about it and like the stuff we all collectively have gone through individually or as a group or on a personal level, you learn to respect it more. Like I could say there's days I'm grateful when I wake up, but now there's days when I really feel like, thank you, Lord. And I never was like that before.
Never.
And so I'm thankful that I... It's crazy, dude, you know? Like, there's even times... Not because I... Well, I... You know... I need a CPAP. It's like... I really... No, not jokefully, but sometimes I'm like, Lord, I need to wake up tomorrow. You know? And then when you wake up, you're just like...
Go get you one.
Thank you.
Yeah, go Lord. Get you one.
So...
Yeah, go see your doctor.
If you really think it's that bad, you go get you one, dog.
Well, you know, it's a paranoia effect, too. But yeah, it could be bad, too. Yeah.
Breathing is not a paranoia effect. Hey,
dry ass mouth in the morning.
I'll take the Asian men ghost.
Yeah. That's a weird...
But I am I could really say I'm grateful for life. Like, a lot of people like to say that shit. You know, like when someone goes up and wins an award, like a music award or whatever, a celebrity, and they're like, thank you, God. Like, how many of them really mean it? Or some say it just to give good press about themselves. But, like, when I say it now, it's like, I really mean it.
Wow. That's
especially with the stuff, you know, we've talked about in the last episode. It's like, yeah.
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 I'm thankful for all you guys, of course.
There's so much to be grateful for, man. Yeah.
Absolutely. Can I go next?
Of course.
My kid's teacher came to me and was like, we're thinking about taking the kids to California Academy of Science. Because we're out of district, they won't really give us a discount. And I was like, okay. They were like, do you know anyone that could help us? You got any tips or tricks? And I was like, let me see what I could do. I put a couple of feelers out there. I text, but I text though, very selective, and I got a call back.
Wow! Right away?
Yeah. It was very fast, and he was like, "What's going on?" And I was like, "Hey, so do you know any programs that can help kids pay?" For their field trip entrance, because they don't got the school doesn't have the funding. Like they can pay for the transportation, but they can't do anything like once they get there. Because and you know, like not all parents got it right. And this is where we have to be better as humans to try to make it happen for each other. So. This person was like, how much you think? I was like, 250, maybe 300. And then he was like, all right, I'm gonna give you four and buy everyone lunch. And I was like, you gonna make me cry. He goes, go on and cry then. It was Rudy from UP.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, UP, man.
Shout out Rudy.
Shout out Rudy, man.
Shout out Rude. Shout out my OG.
We gotta get him on.
He no blinking. And then he was like, tell me how, like the date got pushed, and then he had me go pick up the check. I'm not gonna cash it until like the teacher figures out, because if they don't go on a field trip, I'm not giving them the money. Right? I'm gonna give it right back to Rudy, because I was like, they didn't use it for what I told you. I'm not gonna try to play games on the other people's dime.
What's the point?
Yeah. You know, especially because I co-signed this. You know what I mean? I brokered this.
Yeah.
So
reputation.
So I'm gonna wait till that happens. But shout out to Rude, man. He gave me a solid, and it's always been from his heart. And then I'm just grateful for good people. I'm grateful for my family.
Go on, keep talking. What else? Tell us about it, guys.
Love the ones you got, because they may not be here. Love the ones you got.
What I'm grateful for is also similar to that. It's life, for sure, because it doesn't matter how much fucking money you have. You can save as much as you want, you can spend as much as you want, but time,
that's the true currency.
That is the only currency you cannot recoup. So spend it wisely.
Absolutely.
What I've been doing
is, Don't waste mine.
Recently I've been having these conversations with my mom. Talking about like 30 minutes, 40 minutes. Just bullshitting. She tells me a lot about her dad and how great of a man he was, and how he was there helping everyone in the village. And I said, Mom, like, you know, as a nurse, like, you were well respected and you have such a big heart, and we talk about stuff. And he's like, yeah, I must have got it from my dad. And it's stuff like that. It's the beauty of things. Communication is what I'm grateful for, because it has helped build beautiful things. Gus and I have hour-long conversations on the fucking random. And it
goes along with everybody else. I've made new friends. I have to say shout out to Adonis, man. Shout out to everybody who I have met. Shout out to everyone who I show curiosity about. Because the thing is that you have to have curiosity in order to find out who a person actually is. Mm-hmm. You know? And loss is the hardest thing to go through. It's so much, but it gives you a better appreciation of what's there now. So be present. Don't waste that time. I guess those are our last words. Those are pretty good last words. 209.
Stockton.
209. Youngest mayor.